And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach. Wrestling mindset, bringing you the best available information and getting our minds mentally prepared as best as we possibly can for the postseason, for the preseason, for all season, all year round. We want your mindset to be there. We ask all of our wrestlers, every team we work with, what percentage of the sport is mental and what percentage is physical? And almost everyone we talk to throws out a ridiculously high number for mental. They say 80% mental, 90% mental, 95% mental. And my follow-up question is, how much time are you spending training physically versus mentally? And then we hear crickets. We don't spend that much time training our mindset, as we should, most people. People say they spend 95% of their time training physically. Well, if you just told me that wrestling is 80% mental, how can we only be spending 5% of our time training mental? Can't be like that. So wrestling mindset bridges that gap. We help you work on your mindset, doing the exact things you need to do to bring out your best when it means the most, which is all the time. Bringing out your best when it means the most, which, of course, is all the time. Then we always ask people, well, how do you do your, when you do your strength training, do you think about lifting weights? Do you think about doing push-ups and pull-ups? Or do you actually go into the weight room? Do you actually pick up the weights and squat and bench press and deadlift? You have to actually move the weights around. Just thinking about weightlifting, just thinking about strength training is not enough. You have to be putting in the time moving the weights around. How about technique? You could have the best technical wrestler in the world as your coach. And I did at the University of Pennsylvania. My coach was Zeke Jones, who was named the most technical wrestler in the world back in 1991 when he was a world champion. 1992 when he was an Olympic silver medalist. He coached Team USA. He was the best technical wrestler in the world. He was mine and my brother Jeff's coach. But if we don't drill the moves, what good is it? We can't just watch him show the moves. We have to actually practice the moves. So you physically drill your moves, your technique. You physically do your strength training. You lift the weights. You do your push-ups. You do your pull-ups. You have to physically train your mindset. How do you do that? By doing the exercises, the worksheets, the activities that we assign at Wrestling Mindset. Just listening. Mindset Monday is made as an introduction, a preliminary to doing our individual one-on-one coaching programs. When you do our programs, that's when you put the pen to paper. That's when you start getting in the mental reps by doing the exercises, the activities, the worksheets. The pen to paper, doing the assignments, mindset exercises. Make sure you take a look at our website, WrestlingMindset.com. Email us, WrestlingMindset@gmail.com. Make sure you sign up on our website for a free trial session if you're serious about possibly doing our program. Okay, tonight we got the postseason upon us, especially around a lot of different states around the country. We have the beginning of regionals or sectionals or districts, and for New Jersey we have the team sectionals coming up. So basically the postseason is, you know, almost here. And in college, we got our conference tournament coming up in a few weeks. So we got to start thinking about it. Around this time of year, we break out this post that we wrote back in 2012, 2013, sometime around that. The four mandatory mindsets you need to have. Four mandatory mindsets. Three of them are pre-competition, and one of them is post-competition. Okay, so let's start with before competition, the three mandatory mindsets we have to have. We'll take them one at a time. And if you have a piece of paper and pen, that would be a great time to write this stuff down. Again, we can't just be thinking about it, listening to it. We have to be putting the pen to paper. That's good practice for when you're doing our program and you're doing our mindset worksheets. Number one, mandatory mindset for a wrestler. I don't care who I go against. I want everyone. I go after the tougher competition. I live for the challenge. So I don't care who I go against. I want to wrestle everyone. I hear wrestlers all the time saying, I have this kid, or I have that kid. You're probably guilty of saying it yourself. I know I'm guilty of saying it. I have this kid next round. I have this kid in the quarters. If I win, I have that guy in the semis. Think about how passive and defensive that sounds. It kind of sounds soft. I have this kid. Why not switch around your language and say, I want this guy. I want to wrestle this kid. Not, I have this guy. I have is like you're at effect in the world. Put yourself in the driver's seat. Put yourself in control. I want this guy. So if there's a really good wrestler, maybe they're one of the top guys in the state and they're your weight, don't say I have this kid. Don't say he's in my weight. Say I want this guy. Put it on him. Put the bullseye in his back. Think about if you're shooting a laser gun. The laser goes on the you see the laser go right on someone's chest. It's like a bullseye. That's what you should be seeing with these people. So anyone you might hesitate to want to wrestle, maybe the kid's really good. Maybe you beat the person by a point or two during the season, and you know it's going to be a close match. I know how that feels like. If I'm wrestling maybe one of my club mates, someone who went to the same wrestling club as myself, I know them really well. They're a good friend. Put yourself as the hunter. Make yourself the hunter. Make yourself the predator. I want this kid. Even though he is my friend, I want him. Why do we want to do that? The best defense is a good offense, right? We hear that all the time. The best defense is a good offense. Well, the same thing goes mentally. Usually when you have two friends wrestling or two people who know each other well, it becomes a situation where both guys don't want to wrestle each other. Or you might have wrestled someone once already during the year. You wrestled them twice during the year. Both guys don't really want to wrestle each other. I know. I've talked to people who've literally had to wrestle against each other in the postseason. And you have two guys who don't want to wrestle each other. Be the one person in that pair that wants to wrestle the other guy. So put a bullseye on everyone's back. Put a target on everyone's back. Be the hunter. Be the predator. I want everyone. I'll take on everyone. I want the better competition. I want my friend. I want this kid who I beat twice during the season. So go on the offense mentally. You don't care who you're going against. You want to wrestle everyone. So this way, even if you get it, you hear people all the time talking about, I got a bad seating. Look at my bracket. I'm in the top bracket. It's much tougher than the bottom bracket, or vice versa. Look at this bad draw I got. Think about how soft and weak that sounds, complaining about your draw. You want to be a state champ? You want to be a national champ? You want to be an All-American? You want to be a state place winner? And you're complaining about the draw you got? In the Olympics, it's a blind draw. You could have the best guy in the world first round. Look, I understand how it is. I know there is such thing as we get a bad seed, we get a bad draw. The point being, that's totally outside of our control. So why in the world are we going to think about it? Put the bullseye on their back. Whoever you have first round, whoever you have the next match coming up, say you want them, not you have them. Be the hunter. Okay, number two. I'm good enough to beat this person, or anyone else for that matter. The only ranking that matters right now, the only seeding that matters right now is this. I'm good enough to beat anyone I wrestle. That's not a number. That's not a prediction. Just the knowledge in your head that I'm good enough to beat anyone who I wrestle. You have your healthy body. You have a healthy mind. You have a chance. And one thing I will add to that healthy body. A lot of times this time of year, people are banged up. We have a lot of wrestlers bouncing back from injuries now where they're wrestling a little bit hurt, not injured, but they're a little bit banged up. Most people this time of year are banged up. Almost everyone we speak to is banged up around this time of year. Mentally, emotionally, it's tough. It's hard. It's a grind this whole season. So know that you're not the only one. If you're not at absolute 100% health, that's okay. Neither are your opponents. It becomes very discouraging when we think, I'm the only one with a hurt knee. Maybe your opponent has a hurt shoulder. Maybe your opponent has a parent that's putting a tremendous amount of pressure on them. Maybe your opponent's thinking about, I can't wait till the season gets done. Maybe your opponent's cutting a ton of weight. Maybe your opponent has a jammed finger. You don't know what the other person is going through. So stop giving yourself an excuse to lose by thinking about, I'm a little bit banged up. We're all guilty of doing it from time to time. All of us. I can think of one match that I wrestled in New York. My shoulder got a little tweaked in the semifinals. And then in the finals, I remember saying to myself, the thought creeped into my head, well, this isn't bad. This isn't too bad because if I win, I win the tournament. And if I lose, I can always blame it on my shoulder. Yeah, I was guilty of thinking of that before. That thought crept into my head. And what one thing my college coach or my high school coach always told me was, never give yourself an excuse to lose. So even if that thought pops in your head, that's okay. You're human. You're entitled to an automatic thought. But make sure you correct yourself mentally and you say to yourself, no, I'm not giving myself an excuse to lose. Other people are banged up. It's not just me. You don't know what the other guy's going through. So the only record that matters, that I digress a little bit there. The only record that matters, the only ranking that matters, the only seeding, the only prediction that matters is I am good enough to beat the person in front of me. Not you have to beat the person in front of you. Not you should beat the person in front of you. But I can. I'm capable of beating this person. Think about the difference of language there. We say this very frequently. Coaches will say this. A parent will say it. You should beat this kid. I should beat this kid. You know, I have to beat this kid. I got to win. Have to, gotta, must, should, ought to, need to. It adds way too much pressure. Stop using those words. I can beat this kid. I want to beat this kid. I'm going to beat this kid. Listen to how that sounds. I must, I need to, I have to, I ought to, I should. Way too much pressure. I want to, I'm going to, I choose to. Okay, it's not a must. We're not dealing with faith and morals. That's why the Ten Commandments, it's thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. This is not a thou shalt not lose to this kid. That's not how it goes. So remember, I want to, I'm going to, I choose to, I can beat this person in front of me. Number three, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. I love this. I live for wrestling. I love wrestling. That's the attitude we have to have when we're on the mat. Because this time of year, my high school coach, he would always say, there's a syndrome that happens every year during wrestling season, and many people catch it during February. H-E-W, had enough wrestling. And I alluded to this a few minutes ago. Had enough wrestling, H-E-W. Okay, it's not a technical disease. You won't find that in a book of medicine or anything like that. You won't find it in the doctor's book. But every year you see there's a lot of people, they're thinking a lot about the spring. They're thinking a lot about the summer. They're ready for the season to be over. They're ready for the season to be over. And you might have those thoughts creep in your head too. I know I did when I was in high school and in college. You start thinking about the spring. You start thinking about the summer. I'm ready for all this to be done and just, you know, stop focusing on my weight, get ready for freestyle. That thought can creep into our head, but we have to remind ourselves that, no, this is why I'm training, because I like wrestling. It's fun. I live for this. These tournaments that are coming up, this is why I wrestle. I love wrestling. This is exciting. Remind yourself of that. It's very easy this time of year to get pulled from this. Our mindset worksheet, our motivation week three, this is the exact lesson we do with our wrestlers. We have them fill out the worksheet, the reasons why they love wrestling, practice, a match, a tournament, listing all these reasons why wrestling is fun, why they live for this. And that's what you have to be telling yourself around this time of year. So make sure you do that. Don't fall into the trap of everyone else. H-E-W, had enough wrestling. I can't wait for the season to be over. You're here. The season's going to be over in less than a month and a half. For some people, much shorter than that. So you're here. You're here to stay. You live for this. Don't think like your opponents who are wishing away time. Never wish away time. And now we're on number four. The fourth mandatory mindset of a wrestler. And this one is post-competition. So after a match, whether you won, whether you lost, whether you wrestled great, whether you wrestled terrible, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. This is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. We learn from our wins. We learn from our losses. There's got to be a lesson. Whether you wrestle terrible, whether you wrestle great, what did you learn from this match? You have to look at it. This is the best thing for me. If I won, if I wrestled good, wrestled bad, doesn't matter. Learn some kind of lesson from the match. And don't just get caught up in the trap of only learning a lesson when you lose. Learn lessons when you win, too. You wrestle a great match, don't just forget about it. Ask yourself, what was I thinking before the match? What was I telling myself? What kind of music was I listening to? Was I thinking during the match? Was I thinking before the match? What was going on in my head? And those are important questions to ask you. And as we go through our mindset worksheets with our wrestlers, like I said, those mindset exercises, that's the true mental training, not just being on this call, but actually filling out our worksheets, constantly getting more and more specific with them. You can't just say, I was confident this match. Why were you confident? What exactly were you telling yourself? You have to be brutally honest with yourself, and you need to dig deeper. You got to go deeper than the surface. You can't just say, I wrestled bad because I was overthinking. Okay, that's a start. What exactly were you overthinking about? Dig deeper. What exactly was going on in my mind? I can't think of it? Okay, guess. Try to remember. Were you thinking about letting down your parents, your coaches, your teammates, your friends? Were you thinking about looking good in front of other people? You know, maybe your grandparents are coming to watch you wrestle for the first time in the season. Are you trying to look good in front of them? Are you thinking about the team score? Are you thinking about following through on those predictions and seedings, all that garbage that we say never to look at? You have to be honest with yourself and ask, why exactly am I overthinking? Why exactly am I nervous? Why exactly was I confident? I wrestled really well. What was going on in my head? What was I telling myself? What emotions was I having? Was I before the match, during the match? Was I real fired up? Was I very calm? Was I some combination of the two? That's usually what it is. Being honest with yourself and thinking about it. Okay, so those are the four mandatory mindsets we have to have. Three of them pre-competition. Number one, I don't care who I go against. I want everyone. Number two, I'm good enough to beat anyone who's in front of me. Number three, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world right now. I love wrestling. And number four, which is post-competition, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. I know it's tough. Sometimes you wrestle a horrible match. Sometimes things don't go well. There's got to be learned lessons. There's got to be learned lessons. It's all a process. Wrestling is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Got to learn lessons and move forward. All right, that being said, we'll open up the line for some questions. We're going to call it at 9:20 Eastern time, so we'll have time for about, I guess, two or three questions if we ask them quickly. All you have to do is press star 1, and that'll unmute your line. Press star 1 if you have a question, please. That'll unmute your line, and we'll get right to it. And then we have our spiritual strength call at 10 o'clock Eastern time. We strongly encourage you to hop on that one. Another great thing, keeping everything in perspective, keeping God first. At any point in time in the year, making sure we stay up, keeping our priorities in line. Okay, any questions on our mandatory mindsets or anything else? Wrestling mindset. Yeah, if you're serious about possibly doing our program, we offer a free trial session. You can find that on our website, wrestlingmindset.com. Also, make sure you're liking us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Probably the most underutilized resource that we have is our Wrestling Mindset YouTube page. We literally put together playlists of the best wrestling-specific information that we found. We have a playlist of strength, videos that we've seen of people making wrestling-specific strength exercises, technique, matches for mindset, and our championship video library, which basically talks about all of our philosophies that you see from Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Bruce Lee, Jordan Burroughs, Kyle Dake, David Taylor, all great stuff. Yes, yes, I think we have a call.
Hey, Gene.
Yes.
Quick question. I remember you said, I think I misheard you or something, but you said it was you said it wasn't right to, think about, looking good in front of other people.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with that? Or did I mishear you?
Yeah. You know what it is? It's a double-edged sword there, because when we think about it seems like it's not bad. Like, I want to prove myself to other people. I want to look good in front of other people. But the reality is, the other person doesn't have anything to do with us getting to our offense, doesn't have anything to do with us having good defense, doesn't have anything to do with stopping a shot or setting up our – you know what I mean? It's not in our control. What other people think about us is not under our control. And when you're on the mat, I don't want you thinking about other people. I want you thinking about getting to your offense, staying positive. Well, we always say the three things you could always control: your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. So you don't want to get caught up in that. I know that was a big thing with me, too. I want to look good in front of my friends. I want to have the respect of my coaches and my teammates. Think about it like this. If you've ever run a time mile before, which I'm sure you have, right? You run a time mile. Now think about what your best time was, all right? If I gave you a 45-pound plate from the weight room and I said, all right, hold this. Go out there and run and try to beat your best time. Do you think you'd do it? No, right? Because you can't run with that extra weight on your back. Well, it's the same thing. When you're thinking about impressing other people, whether it be looking good in front of, winning your coach's respect, looking good in front of your teammates, the pretty girl in the stands, whatever. You know, we think about all kinds of funny things. It's just an extra weight on your back. It's an extra weight. It doesn't have anything to do with wrestling. That person doesn't have anything to do with wrestling. You know, so I don't like to focus on those kind of things because it's outside of our control, and you know, it just gets you overthinking. It's like running with weight on your back. So I would recommend staying away from it. Like that's why we were saying about with our worksheet, our motivation week 3. Why do you love wrestling? Why is wrestling fun for you? So this way you keep the focus on yourself, not on, you know, other people, what's going on in other people's heads. You know?
Okay, yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Absolutely, buddy. That was a really big thing in my head when I was competing. I always wanted to look good in front of people, and it's just, it adds way too much pressure. So look at it like this. Most people, what we see a lot with wrestlers is the whole practice room wrestler syndrome. Okay, the practice room wrestler syndrome. And I could tell you this myself, too. If we had the state tournament in practice, I don't think it would have been close. I'm not putting down the wrestlers in my weight. I just believe I was that good when I was in high school. But in matches, a lot of times I wouldn't show my best stuff because, you know, I was thinking about looking good in front of other people. What are other people thinking about me? When I was wrestling in practice, I never thought about what the coach was thinking about me. I didn't care about my teammates. I wasn't thinking about, you know, making my parents proud. I was just wrestling. And if that's what's bringing you the best results in practice, you don't want to change it for a match. Okay, so do what's working for you. In practice, most people tell themselves, they're trying to beat their opponent in practice. They're trying to beat their partner in practice, but they're telling themselves, this doesn't count. This doesn't mean anything. I have nothing to lose. And then in matches, we start thinking all about the score. I want to look good in front of my friends. I want to win. You know, I want to look good in front of my coaches, teammates, you know, all that stuff. So you don't want to change it up what you're doing successfully in practice. All right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent question. And you saying that, I know for a fact that covers like 85-90% of the people on this call. It's not higher. So thank you for that question. And I thank you on behalf of everyone else, too, because that's a common thing that goes in our head. It's great that you're addressing that now. So good. Excellent. Do we have time for one more? Someone wants to hop on? We probably could have got to a few more, but I kind of give some run-on answers there. Anyone else before we shut it down for the night? Again, make sure you're looking. Well, yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Same person.
If
I'm not focusing on looking good in front of other people, should I focus on just presenting myself in a good way, or is that the same thing?
I got you. But you know, the whole thing is, I guess, in practice, are you really thinking about presenting yourself anyway? Probably not. You know what I mean? Like in practice, we tend to just wrestle. Like you're just wrestling in practice. You know what I mean? And then in matches, we start like, I'm going to prove to everyone else, you know? And it's like, no, we don't. If we're wrestling well in practice and we're not trying to prove something, why don't we keep doing that? You know? So my recommendation, what I've told everyone on the call last week and continue to do, you focus on what your focus should be is on the 3 things you could control. 1, your effort. You're always going 100%. 2, your attitude. You're staying positive no matter what. Bad call by the ref, the kid gets dirty with you, he's throwing cheap shots, you still stay positive. You're up by 10, you're losing by 10, you stay positive. You get whipped to your back, you keep fighting off your back, you stay positive. And 3 is your aggressiveness. You be the one to dictate the pace of the match. You be the one to take the shots. Go after your power offense. And your power offense is always your best 3 moves on neutral, your best 3 moves on top, your best 3 moves on bottom. That's your power offense. Everyone in this call should know their power offense. If you don't have it, just write it down now. Best 3 moves on neutral, best 3 moves on top, best 3 moves on bottom. If you fill your head with more stuff than that, it usually derails us because now we're overthinking. We don't want to do that. So keep it simple. Our aggressiveness, so our effort, our attitude, and our aggressiveness, that's what your focus is. We don't want to prove a point to anyone else. We don't care about looking good in front of other people. If you do those things right, you're gonna look good in front of other people, okay, by not even thinking about it. All righty.
Yeah,
good stuff. Good stuff. Solid question. All right, everyone, thank you for calling tonight. Mindset Monday. We'll be doing it again next Monday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you hop on our Spiritual Strength Conference call at 10. And again, wrestlingmindset@gmail.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our most underutilized resource, which is our YouTube page. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you go through our playlists. We have very wrestling-specific information on strength, technique, and mindset. All right, everyone, thank you for calling. Hopefully I talk to you again in 35 minutes. Have a good night.
Are you still making me to the podcast?